USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Millions of people expected to hit the roads and the skies over the coming days between the Christmas and New Year's holidays. AAA saying nearly 110 million people expected to travel, mostly on the roads. 6 million by air. Overall travel predicted to be up 34% from last year. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the danger of some of those holiday get-togethers.
When you travel, there is always a risk of increased infection. That just goes with respiratory illnesses.
However, he says people can still do so safely.
If you're vaccinated and you're boosted and you take care when you go into congregate settings like airports to make sure you continually wear your mask, you should be okay.
Overall travel expected to be near pre-pandemic levels. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Sunday winners in the NFL, the Cowboys, Dolphins, Lions, Texans, Bills, and Steelers coming up in Sunday Night Football, Saints at Buccaneers. Meanwhile, USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting on a new COVID policy for the league.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games.
Gas prices falling for the first time in more than 3 months. The average price now down 3 cents a gallon to $3.46. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Senator Joe Manchin putting President Biden's Build Back Better agenda in jeopardy. He made these comments on Fox News Sunday.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do. You know, the thing that we should all be is directing our attention towards the variant, the COVID that we have coming back at us in so many different aspects and different ways. It's affecting our lives again. We have inflation that basically could harm a lot of Americans, and especially those who are most needy and having a hard time struggling right now. So I think that's where our attention needs to be directed towards immediately.
The legislation will fail if Manchin and all Republicans vote no. Democrats taking their frustrations of the bill out on the Congressional Budget Office.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
USA Radio's Brad Bernard's reporting from our West Texas Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.